Lee, you must be getting bored of success.
Never get bored of success, Lee. You know, it's been a great season and nicely capped off tonight with a good win. It was a tough game. You know, Portsmouth give us a real run for our money, especially in the first half. We were a little bit off it, to be honest. I think the lads looked a little bit hungover, to be honest. And they've had a few weeks off, a lot of celebrations, but they deserve it. And we've got the job done. So, no, we're not getting bored of winning. It's a good habit to get into.
Lee, it's been absolutely fantastic this season. Treble, mate, treble winners, history makers. You've won every single competition. Do you ever think that was possible at the start of the year?
No, being honest. You know, we're always going to have a chance in this competition in the Hampshire Cup, but you've still got, you know, some good teams to play, certainly in the Hampshire Cup as well. And to win the league and to do these two was great. You know, these memories don't come around very often, and we need to make sure that we cherish them and use them as ammunition to want to be successful again next season and going forwards.
Lee, one of the players that wasn't involved tonight was Jason Pryor. Mm. Can we get a possible update on what's happening? There's been a lot of speculation as the sprinklers go on in the middle of the interview. I'm so glad that wasn't filmed. I'm going to have to move over, really. This is hilarious. I'm sure Jason's put the sprinklers on. Can I have a little bit of an update as to what's going on with his situation?
Yeah, well, Jason's got he's got another year left on his contract. We've offered him a new deal, an improved deal, to try and keep him at the club. He's not sure whether he can commit at this stage. Family reasons and obviously work. So, he's just weighing it up at the moment. But, you know, we're keen to keep him and we've offered a deal with inflection of that.
Is it almost amusing when you get linked with players, not going to name names, but when you get linked with players a year ago you would never have been linked with?
I don't know what you're on about, so it's hard to comment. Yeah, listen, we've gone up a level and we are now more attractive for other clubs to loan to us, etc. So, you know, we're in a different market now, which is a good thing.
And you're going to be playing Aldershot Town, Tranmere obviously gone up, but Bournemouth, Lever, the names go on, Hartlepool. I could go on, be here for half an hour. Has it sunk in yet?
Yeah, I mean, we've started working since, you know, the day after. We're having meetings, etc., going forwards, trying to change things and improve and look at budgets, etc. So under no illusion how tough it's going to be, but at the same time we're determined to give it our best shot and do what we can do.
Rather up, the lights have gone out. The lights have now gone out on Havant season. How do you and Gailey now rest over the summer?
Well, I don't really, to be honest. We're just looking at we're improved, doing a lot of improvements around the ground. A lot of things going on at the club that we're trying to do, and also making sure that we've been competitive in the league and to sign in. I've got a lot of faith in the players that have won us two promotions, but we need some additions to that and a bit of experience in there as well. So fingers crossed we can get those signings over the line.
Well, Lee, going to put professionalism aside, as a Havant fan, thank you. And on behalf of Over the White Line, thank you for this season.
No, thank you for your support as well. It's been fantastic.
Lee, congratulations. Cheers.